Yo, 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 check this out. This is Fresh Get Out the China Man with the 2 Live Crew.
Yo, yo, what's up, y'all? It's me, DMC.
What's up, y'all? This is the Blunt Master B.
Yo, check us out. Chuck the Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yellow from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DOC.
This is your boy, C-Murder.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
This is your boy, DJ Paul KOL 365.
Young Dizzy Ball.
Vice Womp.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Brand.
What up, what up, what up? This is the real Rick Ross. You listen to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
This is a show that shows no limits, broadcast nothing but the real. Interviews with legendary artists, still got love for the underground feel. Rappers with records revealing it, the rappers are coming up, get them put on. We needed a platform to fight the mainstream, the show that you need to be on. Hit up UGS for life on screen and follow up with it.com. For all of your needs, production and mixing, a master and graphics, just download it all. Check out the archives and hundreds of shows, plenty of content for you to get. Everything free to download and stream, oh yeah, we deserve the real
shoot. Unstoppable, we be revived, our bitch, we represent. All them killers on the mic, and we should love to all your fans.
I'm a madman, crazy, crazy, knocking all you rappers off. It's under grass society, it's UGS for life, dog. Hip hop, AD, represent for the legend. Rapping mumble rappers, so we ain't sitting on the hips. Tupac and B, dreaming, thank you for the bliss. It's a Murder Master Music Show. Free the homie gangsta, bro. I see these rappers on the streets. I got my chopper about to blow. Stay up on that raw shit, uncut street shit.
Keep it
live
forever, bitch,
we coming
hella strong. I see you feeding for the show. Let's get the drop, let's get it on.
This is Blase Blase holding it down with Sinister Sounds and Murder Dog Music, boy. East New York, Brooklyn, when the East is in the house.
Hi, Outlaw of Blase Blase. Yes, it's Sinister. How are you?
Yo, oh man, I'm good. I'm doing very well.
Very well?
Over good, over good.
Okay. Tell us about your roots and how it was to grow up in Brooklyn when the sun rises in the East. And tell us about your background into this town, this New York, and Brooklyn especially.
Yeah, you know, well, Sunrise is in the East, that's J. Rue, you know what I mean? That's J. Rue's album, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
now you just threw me off with the Sunrise is in the East, because that's an album.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, growing up in the East, it was a blessing, man. So much talent came from the East, including J. Rue, with numerous other artists, you know, Master Killer, True
Big,
Master.
Big Daddy Kane.
No, yeah, well, Big Daddy, Brooklyn got boroughs. I mean, and we all from the same borough, but it was different areas.
Oh, yeah.
Different areas.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I'm from East New York. Big Daddy Kane's from Bed-Stuy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's like the older guard from Bed-Stuy. And, East New York in particular, we had some great talent from East New York, which was J. Rue, which was True Master, which was Master Killer, which was Afu Rock, you know, P.F. Cutting, and numerous artists, you know what I'm saying, that came, grew up together. You know what I'm saying? Group Home,
yeah.
You know, Little Dap.
Yeah.
Right, so... something special is about East New York.
Yeah. Also, you got Jay-Z, was there?
Not Jay-Z, no.
Not New York?
He's from Brooklyn.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, there's different parts of Brooklyn.
Yeah.
You know? So Jay-Z's more from the Marcy Project area of Bed-Stuy. You know what I'm saying? Towards downtown Brooklyn. We're from like what we call the heart of Brooklyn.
Okay.
You know, East New York is the heart of Brooklyn based, the reason why I say it's the heart is because it was like Brooklyn was known for crime.
Mm.
And it was the area that had the most crime was East New York.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? It was most had the most diversity, which was it had different groups. It had Latin people and stuff like that with the African Americans that was in East New York.
Mm.
So it made for a crazy neighborhood, you know what I mean? It was crazy, so that's what I think that's what made it so special.
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's when you have DJ PF Cutting, which is of a Latin background, and then, you know, him combining with me and us able to have success like we had.
Hmm. And you're well known also in Brooklyn for how this Brooklyn pride.
Right, yeah.
Your shirts, all that, and the slang is different from it's like another world in New York, Brooklyn especially.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, there's Brooklyn Pride, but then more than Brooklyn Pride, there's East New York Pride.
Yes.
That's our neighborhood, East New York.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, you have like Bed-Stuy, Canarsie, Brownsville, mm-hmm. you know, where MOP's from,
yeah.
you know, which is like the neighbor to East New York.
You got also OGC, Star
Wars, yeah.
all the
yeah. Blackmore, exactly. You know, that's all Brownsville
mm-hmm.
and stuff like that. So, you know, that's how it's, kind of complex. But you know, you can understand it,
mm-hmm.
man.
So you started with Danger, and you got the you have the sample of the Sun Rising the East of Jewel.
Right.
Tell us about this band. This was a big hit in '95. Danger.
Yeah. The song Danger was like it was about representing the East.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was about representing East New York. You know what I'm saying? But what it became was a bigger record because East New York took it as the anthem. I mean, not East New York, New York. The East Coast took it as the anthem. So, you know, what was going on was a beef with the West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
So even though it started as a neighborhood hit, a neighborhood record
mm-hmm.
for the neighborhood, you know, that was our intention, to make it for the neighborhood, to represent the neighborhood. But it became something bigger than that when the whole East Coast
mm-hmm.
took the record to represent East Coast sound.
Mm-hmm. The boom-bap song, like P.F. Curtin, G.G. Premier, old
right.
style,
yeah.
old school style.
Yeah, so, no, but at that time it wasn't an old school style. It was
yeah, no.
It was,
from now
on. Yeah, it was hip-hop.
Yeah, it's real hip-hop.
Real hip-hop style, you know what I mean? I don't say that old school style
mm-hmm.
because I think that's wrong.
Yeah.
That's hip-hop. You know, this new style you have now may not be hip-hop. So they're trying to say it's new hip-hop, but it's not really hip-hop. It's like hip-hop's cousin. You know what I'm saying? But it's not hip-hop. Hip-hop is a sound that's been going since the 80s and even the late 70s. That's been kind of consistent through the late 80s, 90s, until now. So whoever does hip-hop now that has that consistent feel, that's hip-hop. And something other than that, you know, like in America, you have a lot of, just like out here, you have a lot of different kind of music.
Yeah, but now a lot of so-called hip-hop is not hip-hop, it's mumble rap.
Yeah, now but that's not hip-hop.
Substance.
I think, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think it's we have to correct that.
Yeah.
When the way we title it and name it,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? That's not hip-hop.
Mm-hmm.
That's definitely not, it could be good music.
Mm-hmm.
It's good music, it could be nice music, but it's not hip-hop,
mm-hmm.
you know? Especially my thing is, if you can't say ho to the beat,
mm-hmm.
it's not hip hop. You gotta be able to say ho to the rhythm. You know, that's something that's been for 30, 40 years. You know what I mean? So I think it was a strategy to title old hip hop to new hip hop, to get rid of hip hop.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, when you think like that, that'll make you get rid of hip hop because it'll be an end. You know what I mean? Because if you have a new hip hop, that won't last. So that'll put an end to hip hop. So my thing is to correctly put in the category. You know, you have real hip hop and then you have, you know, trap or mumble rap.
Yeah.
Just like, you know, you have Go-Go. Go-Go has rapping on it.
DC.
Yeah, you have rapping on Go-Go, but it's not hip hop.
We got Bounce or Get
Back
Sound Memphis.
Right? Man, it's good music.
The Gimbal Funk.
You know, yeah. You know, I heard a new one today. What was it? Acid. Acid Jazz?
Mm-hmm.
You heard of that?
Yeah,
Acid Jazz, which is good music, but it's not hip hop.
But I think back in the days, every rapper, every group tried to be original, tried to have the own song. Now it's like they copy each other, they clones. A lot of people, they clones. Even in New York, they try to do the dancehall style. But in dancehall, they say, we prefer the East Coast style, like DJ Paul said.
Right, yeah,
DJ
yeah, definitely.
I prefer when New York sounds in New York.
Right.
You know?
Right, right. And I think that's how it's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a big, big, big tragedy.
Mm.
A big tragedy. That's why, like me, like when I'm coming with, you know, like with me, what I'm trying to do is be the voice of that and put the correct title, make sure New York want to be New York again. You know what I mean? And you know, that's the first thing I did was re-release my album, Blah Blah Blah.
Yeah. Tell us about this album, 96, Blah Blah Blah.
Yeah, so it's Blah Blah Blah. Me and PF Cut and re-released the album.
Yeah.
Just to hit the reset button. You know what I'm saying? Start, you know, this was like a golden era record, right, that did very well. So just to reintroduce it back to the kids and to the DJs. And everybody's getting this, you know, they seeing what it was and really knowing hip hop. What was so unique about Blah Blah Blah, it was built to last the time. You know, the last through the years. Because it stayed true to the hip hop fundamentals. Mm-hmm. And so I think, you know, that's why it lasts for so long and so relevant to a lot of DJs. Mm-hmm. And to a lot of people, it's because it's hip hop.
One song about this album, I like it. It's a like a story. It's good cop, bad cop. And,
right.
You get a real story and you got a dope sound, dope beat.
Yeah.
Can you tell us about this track?
Yo, Good Cop, Bad Cop was, it's just a lot of stuff that's going on in New York, man. As far as the story, it's a lot of real truth in it, because that's how police act. That's how police act towards civilians. You know, they play a game of one guy being good and one guy being bad, so they can really get you to be confused. And so, you know, we recorded the song. You know, PF just likes the beat, man. The beat was it was crazy.
Yeah, crazy.
Yeah, and I think it was just, we came together at a great time. You know what I'm saying? He was really on top of his game. I was on top of my game. And you know, the song speaks for itself, man.
Yeah.
It speaks for itself. You know, Good Cop, Bad Cop, man.
Also, you got the Danger Part 2.
Yeah. Smooth the Hustle and Trig.
Yeah.
Right.
A great MC also. Great MC.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell us about this. Danger Part 2.
Smooth the Hustle and Trig. That was just like, at the time, Smooth the Hustler, he had his big song out, which was Broken Language.
Yeah.
Broken Language was big. So we was like, yo, man, you know, you got the hottest song. I got the hottest song in New York. Let's get together. You know, let's get together. He was like from my neighboring community, which is Brownsville. So Brownsville and East New York always work together, man. We always do, you know, even in the streets, outside of music, Brownsville and East New York always stick together. So we thought it was symbolic that us with Smooth would get together and make a song.
Yeah, remember Runs Upon in America album.
Yeah.
Dope album.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
After you got also Maniac Cop you drop also Pain I Feel. Tell us about this track.
The Pain I Feel is cool, man, because it's relevant now, man. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, it's kind of like the frustration of an artist with the music business. You know, hip hop is different from the music business.
Industry.
Yeah, the industry. The industry is always trying to control the music and control the agenda. And so Pain I Feel was just attacking that, you know, the pain I feel of an artist, you know, not getting good hip hop. You know, we're not getting good hip hop. And it was kind of like expressing myself, man, like, fuck that, man. You know, we need some good hip hop, man. And that's what that was about.
So the industry or some labels try to shout at some, what do you mean?
Yeah, because that's, you know, the whole thing was, that's what happened with us with our label. You know, we walked away with a lot of money on the table that was owed to us from the record company. You know, we didn't put out a bad album, we put out a very successful album, and we had another album to put out, but the record company wanted to go into another direction.
Yeah.
So that was the thing where Blase thought I couldn't put out no music. You know, so that's when we had to try to change the formula. You know, that's when I created the Blase Martel.
Yeah.
So now, you know, like the Out Loud, we don't really use that. I don't use that no more. I go with the Blase Martel. Mm-hmm. You know, that was like formulas we used to change up so you could put out music and people know that this is Blase without, you know, going against the record company.
Does the record company take your name, in fact?
Yeah.
Your label.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, they try to own, they want to own everything. So that's when,
it
yeah.
It happens the same for 36 Mafia with Colombia, Jose, say, Jacob, Zay Lama.
Yeah.
You can use
it. I think you got to close it. Yeah.
I'm sure you got, you do in 99, Federal Reserve. Tell us about this project.
Federal Reserve Notes
yeah.
was on Gang Records. Mm-hmm. The song we did with my man John Schechter. You know, we put out a few songs, a nice little package with John Schechter. And Federal Reserve Notes is just about, it's ignorance. It's just about getting money, you know, stuff that we doing, you know, in the hood, getting money and, you know, illegal, getting illegal money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which is, you know, people was able to relate around the world because everybody getting money around the world, you know. Growing up in East New York, you think that it's just you. Like, oh, I'm just the only one getting illegal money. But then when you travel, you see like, yo, everybody's going through it, man. Everybody's going through the same thing you're going through in Brooklyn, man.
Okay. Also, you do the track with Triptych, a French group.
Yeah.
2000. Tell us about this
collaboration. Yeah, that's what, well, I didn't know Triptych. I knew Cut Killer.
Yeah?
Okay. I know, you know, Cut Killer, brought me out here to be on his album and brought me together with Triptych. At the time, I thought like the producer of Triptych was like dope.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? He's like one of France's great producers.
Mm.
To me, he had a great sound. So, you know, it was no problem working with Triptych. The artist was not so, you know, it's whatever.
Mm.
Okay. And, but the producer, was a hot producer. And I always liked France producers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even the rappers too. I like France rappers. They have something unique
mm-hmm.
with a lot of their sound. So, you know, always from day one, I seen something special about French producers.
Do you know some French rappers you like?
I don't want to say no, you know, but there's a lot of talent out there, man.
Okay.
I think the flow,
mm-hmm.
It's great.
Hmm.
They flow is like, it's hot. It's like American. It goes with hip hop.
Yeah, it's a group.
Yeah, it goes and combines with the beat well. So some.
Yes, some legends like you also say in Europe, the hip hop like better than in America.
Yeah.
Because in Germany or in Berlin or in Paris, it's the hip hop lives.
Yeah, I say because it's less politics. So it's more freedom for hip-hop art, if you're an artist, to do what
free
you
radios.
Want. Yeah, you know, America is like what we had with Blase Blase. Blase Blase is kind of like a symbol of that because a good hip-hop group, but the record company wants them to do something else.
Hmm.
You know, that's what, remember that late 90s, that era, they was trying to bring in trap. And all that other South music. So, you know, we felt the pressure that, you know, us and a lot of artists that was in that time had a lot of problems because they wanted to bring this music in.
And also we got best response maybe in Europe because they don't see you much.
Yeah.
Is that in USA or New York? Or
yeah.
New York, they say, oh, I know him since a long time.
Right,
here,
yeah.
Yeah, they say, oh, I don't see you. I never see you.
That's true too. I think they love real hip hop, man.
Mm-hmm.
I think they really. I don't think it's because they don't see you. I think they really appreciate a boom bap and real hip hop, man. And I think the world do too. It's just that some places, it's corporations controlling the radio and trying to have their own agenda.
Mm-hmm.
So you know that's what that's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
So I just think. It's like we've been hit hard. Hip hop has been really attacked, and it's about how can they respond? How can some of the great artists respond and counterpunch?
Mm.
You know, so I think that's what's going on now. So.
Also, back in the days, you know Biggie, because it was Mr. C, DJ Mr. C.
Yeah.
Tell us about.
Oh man, that was crazy. Yeah, well Biggie. When Biggie first came out, I used to go on the road doing his ad-libs with Mr. C.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. C was DJing, and I used to get my mother's car.
Mm-hmm.
You know, borrow my mother's car, I was 16 years old.
Yeah.
You know, borrow my mother's car and take Biggie an event, take him on the road, you know what I'm saying? So we all jump in the van and we just hit the road while Biggie doing shows. And it was just like, it was a great experience, man, to see like that develop. So, you know, all that was so special when I came out with the Easton's in the House, because people know like, oh man, that's, you know, what camp that's from. You know, I think that's another thing that made the association of the East Coast. Because, you know, the work that I had put in with DJ Mr. C and Biggie Small.
Yeah. Also, you worked with Sean Price, the right P of the Skelter.
Yeah.
Tell us about him.
Yeah, well, that was mostly like PF.
Yeah.
You know, Sean Price and P, they, man, they've been working since a long time, I think like 10, 15 years. I think everything that Sean Price did outside of boot camp, he did with PF Cutting. You know what I'm saying? He really appreciated the work that PF was doing, and he did the work. He came over, and they combined and did some special stuff, man.
Okay. And what album you, solo album maybe, or you do something?
We did
a track in 2014. It was Brooklyn. Brooklyn.
Yeah.
It was a song.
Brooklyn. Brooklyn is that was something that was crazy, man. It was just really trying to show the new Brooklyn, because Brooklyn was changing. So I kind of wanted to put that in a video on like the different vibes of Brooklyn. Like a lot of times, you know, what was happening, people was coming from all over the world to Brooklyn. You know, that's a lot of things people don't know. Like, that whole 90s movement kind of branded Brooklyn as the place to be throughout the world. So people was moving to Brooklyn. Like, the neighborhoods was changing like this. So in that song, Brooklyn, I kind of wanted to represent that change and show how diverse Brooklyn was now. But it was still Brooklyn, you know what I mean? So that's what that was about, yeah. You know?
And so you work on
a solo project,
solo album?
Yeah, we got a solo project. We had Blase, we have Blase Martel. We working on a tour, a nice big tour, East New York tour, with J. Rule, you know, all the New York artists. And we ready to work hard for you know, to bring hip hop really back and start a new golden era.
Yeah.
You know, really, because I feel like we have to start it with the youth and really bring them, show how special hip hop can be so they can take it another 20 years. You know, and I just think that if we don't do that, it's gonna be a rough road for hip hop. You know what I mean? So it's really like, it's humbling. It's humbling it's humbling to get together with, it's humbling to know the challenge of what's ahead. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, do you remember the first song in hip-hop you heard in your life?
That I heard?
Yeah.
The first song in hip-hop I heard was probably Sugar Hill Gang. My sisters had the record. You know, Sugar Hill Gang, they was like all playing. They was like, I'm the youngest of my sisters, so they was all playing the record and loving it. And the Sugar Hill Gang.
If you have three albums in hip hop, you like
Fear of a Black Planet, Public Enemy, Criminal Minded, and Long Live the King.
Okay. And three rappers?
Problem Scene Rappers, KRS,
okay.
Big Daddy, and Chuck D.
Okay. If you have a last message to say to the young generation who's starting to hip hop. A last message to say to.
A message?
Yeah, to the young generation.
Yo, just really go back and just study the classics. Study records that will leave their era. You know, records that, you know, because everybody makes hip hop now, or everybody, but it's not every record that's going to be a classic or it's going to be memorable. So study, when you go back into the classic, into the 90s, these are records that wasn't just, it was a lot of records that was released, but these are records that survived. So you want to learn about, you know, what about that record that made it survive? And then learn from that, and then you can put that to your music, then it can survive your time. It can survive what's going on now. You know, you can find out what's special and create that now. You know what I mean? And really go back and study, go back to the, study music, go back into time and study the great artists. You know, even past the golden era of hip hop, go to the 60s and study those artists. And then you kind of will get a feel of something special. So that's the best thing I can tell of, just go back and study artists and don't just listen to the music that's out now, because you have nothing that you can bring to the game. When you listen to other music, you can bring something to hip hop. You know what I mean? So I think that's like something special, you know?
Okay. Man, really thanks for this interview.
Yo, no problem, man. Yo, that's what's up, man. Pleasure.
Oh, my God.
When the East is in the house.
Oh, my God.
When the East is in the house.
Oh, my God.
Put out the word, Razi has emerged. Surge, most preferred from the verbs and words. I finesse, try your best to diagnose. When I host, you get to roast, toast, baked with raw. When I rumble, you crumble. My stuff is good like Modongo soup. Rappers getting souped rough and rugged, while I'll unplug it with my semantics into nugget and expose. You know how it goes when it be gritty. When we roll, it's like we got the key to the city. It won't be pretty for you to challenge. Balance, bitter, reconsider your talent. You weasel, you're better off pumping diesel. I find it feasible, your days is over fronting evil. Shout until your people trying to bless your spot. But we don't believe that, cause CBS tells a lot on who got shot and who does all the crime.
Danger!
And you do it all the time.
When the East is in the house,
oh my God.
Danger!
When the East is in the house,
oh my God.
Time to act shiesty, come out as feisty to your ass that is pricey. Costing, you get big like Mr. Boston. Beans in a box, you need more strength than just locks. I rocks hardcore, even when I dress suited. On some business shit, my street is deep rooted. What is this shit? Rappers want to blossom, but they all a costume. Thinking we buffoon, I tell you soon, you'll learn the hard way. Tens and blunts, going Broadway to the theater. Hot rocks is getting weirder, like Vera from Alice. The East is in your palace on some proper shit, and it will never be the opposite.
When the East is in the house,
oh my God.
Danger.
When the East is in the house,
oh my God.
When the East is in the house,
oh my God.
Danger. When the East is in the house,
oh my God.
When the East is in the house,
oh my God.
Danger. When the East is in the house,
oh my God.
When the East is in the house,
oh my God.
Danger. When the East is in the house,
oh my God.
And when we move on your circuit, you better pray to who you worship. That's recommended. Ass kicks come splendid. Long-winded, but I don't need my respiratory to bless my story. You got nothing for me. It's been plotted behind doors. They scheming up for my arrival. Rappers are teaming up, doing symphonies. It's gonna be limping seas when I plan my rap. You be left handicapped. Sweat gather because I bring you no jalopy. Building on heads that be older than your poppy. Pack a NYPF back, spin to the essence. You get startled by the presence
when the East is in the house.
Oh my God.
Danger.
When the East is in the house.
Oh my God.
When the East is in the house.
Oh my God.
Danger. When the East is in the house.
Oh my God.
When the East is in the house.
Oh my God.
Danger. When the East is in the house.
Oh my God.
When the East is in the house.
Oh my God.
Danger.
When the East is in the house. Oh my God.
Thank you. is which ones do I grab? For no reason, only cause overtime pays. I grab a young youth, lock him up for 2 days. Life's a ball for every rebel I harassed it. Sent them to the judge, yo, cause I'm a devil bastard. Coming to your town, you get tagged. For smoking Lyle, carrying a brown bag. Slow when I'm pacing, I have no coordination, but they rack up. Break your pace down as I open your back up. Then I just consume your margin. I caught too many niggas that I'm soon to be a sergeant. So what's up? Give me a cut if your game is dealing. And if you try to get slick, I'll put your brain upon the ceiling. All in 4 minutes, if I caught you, you got strangled. On the down low because my partner is an angel. God bless the conduct of this hunky. I deal with blacks like they're products of a monkey. Me, the police, I have a feast. Treat you like a beast. Yes, you'll be guilty if you aren't. I'm in your crib without a warrant. I got something for ya. You better go find yourself a Barnaby Jones lawyer. Parents, put your kid behind the door and padlock. How'd you hear the story? Call a good cop, bad cop. Real good cop. His only intention was to make crime stop. Criminals always run. Some gave him a fair one. One played a soldier, took a gun from his holster. Ran through the alley, cause that was his only route out. We chased him for a while, then we got called about a shootout. Jumped in the car, hope now a kid don't bang me. Cause if I kill another, IED is gonna hang me. Sirens on all the while, I'm gassing it. Then I got a call about the shootout. Cops are getting blasted. Forced to hurry as requested. My partner's best and now I'm double vested. Arrival, thinking of survival, nothing leisure. My good cop partner trying to stick to procedures. I took a shot before I stepped out my car. This is war, I see a sellers coming from the store. My partner yelled, freeze, yo, drop to your knees. His words were too timid, so they kept on in the breeze. We pursue, now I cock my pen on them bums. Cause I'm falling short of oxygen in my lungs. Hey, my pistol is gonna be a bloodbath. My partner threw me down, a shot went off. I caught one above his calf. He tumbled, fell down and stumbled. Now I want the other one too. But he kept going and he didn't stop stepping. Left this friend for us two cops to question. And I'm to the point where I'm the aggressor. Asking a lot of questions, using a lot of pressure. Where's your friend? Come on, let's roll to his address. And while he's asleep, I put holes in his mattress. Threw him in the car and he didn't stitch a tune. My good cop partner trying to stitch up his wound. But I'll crack his prisoner, we ain't headed to the precinct. A good cop, bad cop is a story that happened recent. For a second, I reckon he'll spill the beans. Cause I'm driving crazy like a psycho in a dream. The end of the road, and I told him soon you'll die. Cause I hated blacks ever since junior high. Crash against the wall is the way we gonna go down. My partner getting scared too, telling me to slow down.
Watch the wall, man, watch the wall. The flash, man, slow down. Slow down, man, slow down.
The situation's getting nutty. Cause him and my partner talking like best buddies. Nothing to do but shoot the tubes. Sniff the hell real brutal. My partner for being neutral. I'm in it to be awful. Kill up Benedict Arnold. And a suspect. Intersection accident will be really immaculate. The prisoner tried to escape, so he reaches for my biscuit under the good cop's command. Like something hypnotistic. I look the other way like I didn't know. But good cop, bad cop, we put on a Broadway show. So they're selling. Reported as a thug with that maneuver. Thought he caught a friend, but he caught a slug in his Medusa.
dedicate this particular tune to all the what have you, from what have you.
I drop clarity like charity every time I speak out. Mm. Rappers freak out, but never stick the next to beep out. And touch the live by you getting live like from Guyana. Mm. Jim Jones Kool-Aid, you got my reason to be afraid. You ain't ready. Rappers are petty, never lyrical. Mm. It's a miracle they need to reign as they vehicle to get blessed. East versus West, we never on that. Mm. Cause the rugged format, you can't give them where you're born at. So learn this, the burnish, got the earnest with your raps to be the firmest. To get the about the color of epidermis. For advantages, disadvantages, whatever your language is. You be in danger like that blase trilingual. The block being mine, freeing. Not the fatigue wearing jewels, glaring rapper. Used to seeing. That's best in studying lessons to make impressions. The bees stop and squeal on the real. I'm at excited. I got my deal, but still.
Don't know the pain I feel. This is only weak rapper steady making hits. Fuck that. Cause you don't know the pain I feel. This is only weak rapper steady making hits. You don't know the pain I feel. This is only weak rapper steady making hits. Fuck that. Cause you don't know the pain I feel. This is only weak.
Now everybody laugh, go ahead, get amped for your camp. Without no harmony, your nominee would never be the champ. And let me mention, no racial tension where the rule goes. I flows with bros, PF flows with Papa Chulos. We combine cluster, you can't muster, break your ligaments. Building my predicaments, living with the immigrants. You special, blow your vessel, do it thorough. That's plural, my referral, don't try to rally up your borough. This warm, stay calm if you don't got steel in your palm, your puny. I'm top ranks, I got more lines than the Yanks uniform. Carrying on, screaming on MCs. Running around together, only bonded by smoking trees. Chronic, my tonic, make you vomit for teaming up. Bringing the drama, be blank, comma, read it. Singers get weeded and conceited. But you don't know the pain, so watch how you feed it to me.
You don't know the pain I feel. There's only weak rappers steady making hits. Fuck that. What pain I feel. There's only weak rappers steady making hits. You don't know the pain I feel. There's only weak rappers steady making hits. Fuck that. Cause you don't know the pain I feel. There's only weak.
Text strong like Gore-Tex. Rappers get more plex as they make their name more far-fetched and unrealistic. Your name recruit, no, your ballistic, your statistic ain't mystic. Under that talk, we know who is it. So stay busy, keep touring. Your hood is roaring. It's not a place for pussy cats to be exploring. Your plan locking, you bandwagon just to start a rival. Without skills, you better check for your own survival and feel the pain. Rappers talk a good John Wayne, but look stupid. You be trying to play us like a groupie. Your rap staff, you riffin' rap. I listen laugh. In town, you down. Out of town, you kissin' ass. And you don't know the pain
I feel. Cause there's only weak rappers steady making hits. Fuck that. Cause you don't know the pain I feel. Cause there's only weak rappers steady making hits. Cause you don't know the pain I feel. Cause there's only weak rappers steady making hits. Fuck that. You don't know the pain I feel. Cause there's only weak rappers steady making hits. Cause you don't know the pain I feel. Only weak rappers steady making hits. You don't know the pain I feel.